Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Catherine. I'm filling in for Meg today since she had to work, but she'll be listening in. And we have Teresa on the line, just in case if there's any interference, she's going to fill in too. So here we go. So I want to just welcome you all to our Sananda show, Answers to Your Top Questions. Day 17, a show of unity. So you know that it's a big squeeze going on right now. It's a door for the RVGCR, along with the rest of the prosperity and freedom programs that we are all holding open together. So we just ask that you stay steady in your focus, and let's all join together first to do our pillar of light. So we join together in our hearts. Light up your pillar. Start with the diamond in your brain, the diamond in your heart, and the diamond in your solar plexus. See them light up. That's it. And now reach up. Take hold of Mother and Father. Let their honey love and their light pour down into your pillar. And reach downward and anchor yourself into the very heart, the crystalline heart of our beautiful Gaia. And now, expand your light. See the pillars of everyone else participating on this live call, and later in the archives, you can all join in. There we are. Across the whole world, we're lighting up our pillars. Thank you, and welcome. Welcome, everybody. And thank you so much for your support, your love, the outpouring of participation and eagerness to take part in all of this with us, and especially your donations that have just kept us going during this last push. We know Christine will talk about how she sees all the light workers across the world and how we've all been working way beyond our capacity. So we honor you. We thank you for your service. We're here to be together and supportive to each other. Thank you, everyone. Now, I'm going to turn this over to Christine, who is, by the way, our new music tech. So she's been giving us this wonderful music the last few shows so that it comes through more clearly, and wonderful choices too. So thank you, Christine. So I'm going to turn this over to Christine for her sit rep. That's situation report. Here's Christine.
Oh, hey, everybody. Hey, Meg, we're missing your beautiful voice and your grounding presence. And hey, just to every single sweet being out there, I could not have made it through these days without you. I tell you what, it has never been clearer to me that we are a family. From your notes that Catherine reads me to the loving energies you're sending. And there has been an amazing phenomenon. Everyone has been asking to take on more. And the Company of Heaven has spent with me since, you know what, 4 a.m. this morning, as we do, right? And one of the things they really were confirming and showing me is that everyone is saying, give me more. One message, I tried to find it, but I still can't see so well right this minute, but that's okay. Ascension eyeballs, that'll pass, and I'll have eternal vision, right? So this message would just said, I prayed and asked and said, I want to take on more of what Christine's carrying. And I felt it come, and I had such a deep understanding of what Christine is doing. And I am your brother, and I know you. I know your love, your voice. So this was the essence of this beautiful message that just, I burst into tears, of course. Happy tears of togetherness. And I pondered that a long time, because that's how we are, isn't it? We would take this load from each other. And so I've been studying it and asking the Company of Heaven, you know, and looking at it myself and watching all of us. And when we do that, a very special thing has been happening, because it's such an act of love and just pure service to another, the way we've been doing that, all of us. It kicks grace into high gear. And we've been granted higher dispensation for it, all kinds of forms of grace to support us. Now, of course, that grace touches all of us first, and then out immediately in the same strength to all that we're doing and focusing on for everyone. So the impact of us loving each other just in this sweet, pure way has been an explosion of increased dispensation and benefit to us all. Now, I am great. Yes, I am thankful for this heavy round of toxic mold that's made me so sick and allowed me to be in this position to continue to transmute such heavy energies. And that's what I wanted to talk about with all of you. If we could just see the squeeze that Catherine just mentioned, that the Company of Heaven has been verifying, we're all in a big squeeze right now. Whatever is seeming to cause the squeeze, for me it was mold, stretching me physically, which stretches me emotionally. Well, if we can see that from kind of a relaxed position and see, well, that is allowing me to do my transmuting in a more in full way, right up through the release of the RV, the GCR, the freedom programs. That is what's allowing me to stay right there. And it's giving me the opportunity yet again to just choose love. Now, it doesn't have to be done through hardship, but I'm just saying, however it's showing up for me, I'm just embracing it. It doesn't mean it doesn't get bumpy around here. You can ask Catherine. Weepy, bumpy, grumpy. I think I have to have a whole new list of seven dwarfs for myself. But It just means, again, it just opens the doors for more of that grace, that we're all paving the way for the prosperity. What better to pave the way than grace? So we are assured we are there, but we don't need to be assured anymore. We can feel it. We can feel it in our bones. And today's gathering is just an exchange of love and a continued rally cry. Lock arms, hold hands, sit closer. You are not alone. And what you are doing is just the same as us. And like Catherine said, hourly, we thank you for your service. And we see you there. We feel you there. We talk to you. We send you angelic teams the same way you send us love, support, and steady light. Okay, now, Sananda's coming. But first, Sananda and I were talking about bringing everybody to the higher dimensional perspective for the show. And he was just more like throwing out a picnic blanket, a higher dimensional picnic blanket, and saying, just everybody come sit down. So I had a favorite thing pop up and wanted to share that. So he said, yes, please, please share that. And he asked me to share it three times. And it's just kind of like Dorothy clicking her heels. There's no place like home. There's no place like Sananda's picnic. By the time we read it three times, just allow ourselves to relax the burdens that we're facing now that are allowing us to do our assignments, to fulfill our duty, to help clear the decks so prosperity may roll free. And let's just all join Sananda on his big picnic blanket. There's a big circle of masters gathered around, and they're going to hold us in their loving energy. And here's the portal we're going to use. It's a favorite portal of mine. Personally, I just love this offering. It's called Gaia Portal, and I'm sure many of you know it. By Aeroport. Now, why this is so fun and so special to me is because I cannot say one of these messages without sparks flying. That is so heavily light encoded. What does that mean? It means even if my 3D mind, my brain, doesn't have a clue what the meaning is, it reaches right past my ego, my lower self, my lower brain, and it goes straight into my true self, where it unlocks and moves aside the barriers and allows the light to just flood through with a different kind of knowing, the knowing of direct truth, beautiful loving energy, God. So this is what Gaia Portal does for me. So I'm really excited to share it on today's show. And thank you so much, Gaia Portal, Aeroport, for your long service. I am your super fan. Here we go. Startled are they who view upon the Nova Gaia. Surprises of higher consciousness are observed in all hue beings. Stellar connections are viewed and grasped. Meadows of peace are sown. And again, startled are they who view upon the Nova Gaia. Surprises of higher consciousness are observed in all hue beings. Stellar connections are viewed and grasped. Meadows of peace are sown. And a third time where we all land on Sananda's picnic blanket. Startled are they who view upon the Nova Gaia. Surprises of higher consciousness are observed in all hue beings. stellar connections are viewed and grasped. Meadows of peace are sown. Hello there. I'll give it to Catherine to invite in Sananda.
Oh, beautiful. Gaia Portal, thank you for that. And as you were reading that, I'm feeling so grateful to be a Hue being right now and so honored to be included in this fabulous moment for planet Earth. So Sananda's going to come and answer more questions for us. Listeners have sent in many questions for us to give to Sananda, and he gladly welcomes and will, as Christine was describing, bring us all to his picnic blanket to hear the answers. So I want to give a little intro for new people, because it's in the questions that came through, it became very clear to us that there's some new people who have just come to this discussion about RV and GCR and so on. And I'll just give them a few leads about where to find the information they need, because we are not officially Intel providers, but there are wonderful places where you can get reliable, beautiful information from people who are the pros, the ones who've been providing this information for free for so many for so long. So we want to honor them and refer you to them. So I just want to let you know, I see that there are questions that people are asking, like what currencies will be traded and how will I find 800 numbers and questions like that. So a lot of you are old hands. You have read all the material and know the answers to these questions. But for new people, wonderful resources. Dinar Chronicles, Dinar Recaps, the TNT site, and many more. And these you can find by Googling them. So now it will be up to you to study a bit and to learn what this is about. The details of how the programs will be released and what's been done already and so on. It's very important that you know some of the history, because it's very exciting how this has come about. So as you read, you'll see what part you can play with whatever fits into your life. If you're new to this, that's fine. You may have currency, you may not, but your loving support and your interest boosts the opening of these portals and the distribution of the prosperity and freedom plans. We are all included in that. Also, as you read about it, know that this is God's plan. This is not a financial transaction as anyone has ever understood it before. And because it's God's plan, all the details have already been worked out. Many of you have heard channelings from Saint Germain. You know that he is our number one master in charge of these freedom and prosperity programs. But all the company of heaven is here working with us. And every single one of you has a team with you at all times so that you will fulfill your mission, your life mission, going forward, whatever that is. And if you're curious about this and you want to read about it, by all means, go ahead. We welcome you with open arms. And as Sananda answers the questions, you'll understand this is for people who probably already own currency and are involved in the program because of their faith and their determination to take part in this. That is their mission. You may be able to join in with what we're talking about now, but any way you figure it, you are a part of this. Your spirit, your emotional support, your presence here is so welcome. I have a small quote from one of our favorite intel providers. And if you run across anything by Yosef, feel comfortable reading it because he is a brilliant and deeply spiritual person who understands the ins and outs of these programs. Here is Yosef's quote. You are all now philanthropists for the rest of your life. Thank you, Yosef. Now, I'm going to turn this over, and Christine will channel Sananda, and I'll be reading the questions that were sent in from readers and listeners. So follow along with us. Open your hearts. Capture your fifth dimensional perspective. Here we are on the picnic blanket with Sananda. Hello, Sananda.
Hello, everyone. Hello, family of light. I am your Sananda. And I feel so honored to be with you, to be with such valiant company on this important day. To thank you for your steadfast holding of the light is too little to say. You know, we like to laugh, and I like to say you have no idea. But truly, from the perspective you are still participating in, you just can't have any true idea of how important your light and your endless choices to make your light God's light and to burn brightly through the midst of all things. You can't know yet, but we know, we see you, I see you, and I humbly bow to you today. We are not masters far above and removed from you. We are masters, and you are masters, and we are fulfilling our roles on both sides of a reality to heal that reality and to provide the opportunity for learning and healing and restoration of the light for all. So yes, now that I've started with such a serious note, kick off your shoes and come join me on my high-dimensional picnic blanket. The masters are all gathered around because they want to give you a rest. So come find your spot on this huge blanket. Gather around each other. Find a pillow. Lean up against a dear friend. Find your spot. And allow the loving energies coming from the circle of masters to restore and heal you. Come away out of the clock, calendar, and flat tire consciousness. And come with me. And let's talk about your questions. Here, together, like this. I will endeavor to give you the answers that serve you most deeply, truly, and profoundly. I will give you the answers that serve the highest good of all. And I will give you the transmission of the answers, because now, as your vibrations, your energies continue to rise, you can see the answers for yourself. I want to speak again briefly about 3D, third dimensional question and answers. Now, during this series of this week's of shows that we've been doing, it was brought to you that a third dimensional question often has a demand in it. And with that demand is something that rings around the sound of like, well, I'm in the third dimension. I need these answers. So I'm just going to gently remind you again that actually that's not so. It doesn't always serve you to give you a 3D answer. Why? Because it's the most limited form of the answer. And with all the other variables, if we're not helping you to see from a wider, higher perspective, you can easily be let down if the 3D version doesn't appear how you heard and expected it to through a very limited answer, 3D to 3D, third dimensional question with a third dimensional answer. Plus, that is no longer the realm you are most associated with. You are now climbing far higher than that, and it's no longer appropriate, much less not exactly accurate. I'll give an example. Many of the questions came in and were very specific about what is the timeline for the prosperity and freedom programs. Well, this is a very good example. Because if I told you a direct answer that felt very concrete, very linear, very exact, it would not include the flexibility of all the factors constantly pouring in that give the truer answer. Let's start with this. The answer to that question from a higher dimensional perspective is Nisara and Gassara are already underway. You are Gassara's agents. You are the warriors of light and freedom, holding the light within you to allow enough of a divine vibration to be held on the surface that these programs of high light may unfold and be revealed. The RV and GCR are underway, and the hour approaches when they will be revealed to you. Faith, your faith, has been one of the most important components of allowing all of this to transpire. There always is a likely scenario of how things will unfold. But first, if you can grasp, if you can expand, we're helping you. If you can relax into some ease and comprehend, you are these events. I have told you, you are the revaluation. The revaluation that is going on and has gone on within you is what is allowing an outer condition now known as the global currency reset and the revaluation of currencies to be possible, because you have revalued. And now in this question and answer session, I'm asking you to stretch and revalue a bit more. Relax the inner clench and demand to know logistics. Know that we do release logistics, and the higher in vibration you are, the better you may perceive them. Through many of our channels, we delicately release logistics. And it is up to you to assume the inner glow, to comprehend them. And once you are able to do that, which really you're all capable of now, that flexibility will allow you to feel when and why the plan may stretch, grow, and flex a bit. You will also be able to perceive that this story ends in glory and that all outcomes will lead to better and better conditions, not worse and worse. And in turn, that will allow you to release the grip of the fearful need to nail down exact conditions in the name of safety and to plan. Go to the end result. Open wide in the light of the fulfillment of God's plan. Then look back at the logistics from there. Don't try to plod through them to get to the higher light. You'll just hit your head on the ceiling that you've invented to be there. This will also take away a built-in loop of frustration, which can lower collective energy patterns, which we really, in the name of the highest good of all, refuse to participate in. When you say to us, why didn't it happen? Are you lying to us? I'm disappointed. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. And as you collectively do this, then you are light bearers who hold a tremendous amount of stability and light. Well, those light levels can take a plunge. Then we have to work on getting them back up. So from this picnic, sit with me. Feel the loving, healing energies of the masters around you. Receive their gratitude. And look at it through our eyes. After all, this is where you're headed. This is what you're capable of now. And this is truly what's needed of you. A fifth-dimensional answer, a 5D answer, would be something like, it depends on many factors how the timeline continues to unfold. It most especially depends on the focus, choice, and resonance of you. You individually that make up the collective light bearer you. Another 5D question may be, what can I do to really and truly sustain the progress and bring in the programs? We are ready. I am ready. We are. Let's do this. Well, here come the very glamorous answers that we continue to give you, but see them with fresh eyes and a chuckle. Focus on what you want. Focus on the qualities. Feel the freedom, the laughter, the ease that you will have, and then turn around and pass on to others. Laugh more. Relax more. Serve others more. And in everything you think, feel, say, do, imagine, dream, intend, choose love. There they are. The same shiny answers. Well, that's enough of an introduction. Let's get this underway, as I think I see Saint Germain passing out the picnic watermelon. Catherine, what questions do you have for us?
Oh, I just have to say thank you for this beautiful picnic. And I'm putting on my fifth dimensional bright perspective. So we have questions that cover all kinds of things, from ascension to RV questions. So here we go. First question, when will the frequency programs end? And what will it feel like after they're gone?
Well, I will say that the reports and rumors, and many of you are actually firsthand perceiving that there has been a tremendous shift in the cabal in the last few days. All of the harmful programs will continue to diminish. Christine was asking this same thing earlier on behalf of everyone, and I reminded her of an episode of Gilligan's Island where they found a Japanese national who still thought the World War was on because he was on an isolated island. and he was still ready to fight in the name of his cause. So my answer to this question is a bit like this. There will be pockets of things. There will be so many people who need your loving reassurance, who need you to continue to hold the light so that they can get the message that the tough stuff is over, that it's safe to believe in goodness again, and that this is the day that God has made, and all of our wills are in alignment with God's will. So, logistically speaking, there will be periods where you will feel huge amounts of, let's say, the frequency or even still the chemtrails. You'll notice a dramatic drop-off. Then you may notice a twinge or two, a chemtrail or three. The most important thing is to realize an old way of existing in a dark matrix reality is winding down. And what is coming up through is the crystalline, beautiful high dimension reality that is already in place. So do not reactivate the old out of fear and concern. Say a goodbye and don't be a holdout that's still fighting a battle that's long over. Put your focus. And even as Christine said, she says to us all the time, boy, this really is not okay. I am not having a good time here. But thank you for this opportunity to continue to serve and just guide me. Well, that's a good attitude to have. We can really work wonders together when we join together like that. Catherine?
Thank you, Sananda. Okay, here's our next question. I've been doing energetic clearing work since about 2003. When will we be able to stop doing this?
Oh, first, dear heart, thank you and all of you that I'm now standing before to show you. Thank you for your service. I will say this. Continue on at an all-out effort right now. Then, receive the blessings and events that naturally begin to unfold. This prosperity is for every soul on earth, every animal, every molecule, every kingdom, every being in every kingdom. Even non-beings are going to have a very special and unique chance. An opportunity. So what you're going to find is it's going to transform. It won't be the same kind of heavy lifting all the time. Sometimes we're still going to need your help. You are the tried and true experts of experts. You are our sure thing. So we're going to need you here and there. But it's going to be easier and easier. The energies continue to lift, and your conditions will continue to smooth and get better. And with that, the ripples will be felt. And again, it will be sometimes an incredibly fast process. And sometimes it will feel like, who dropped a boulder in the pond? The result will be, in whatever you choose to do next, rather than this constant clearing, the ability you have crafted within yourself, you will find new gifts, a new expansion in the place of this hard work you've done. And it will be even more rewarding than any amount of a redemption figure could be. This is the claiming of your real treasures. And you will see it happen sometimes in spurts and sometimes over a smooth transition and sometimes over a bumpy one. But it will continue in an easier and easier trajectory, especially once we get these global projects launched out into the open. Catherine?
Our true gifts. Here's the next one. It's related a bit. When will we be able to stop protecting ourselves and our environment with protection grids and force fields?
Oh, yes. Again, thank you for your service. When you do that, you do it so innately. You don't even, and now you have to do it so often, you perhaps don't even still recall what a unique offering this is, what a help it is to the planet. When you even know how to create a safe space on the surface of Earth within your own pillar, your land, the area you're in, your family, or, as you have alluded to, on a bigger scale, so many of you creating these safe, pristine, higher dimensional pockets on Earth, and then recreating them and recreating them as is needed, as the chaotic energies continue to push in. Well, this is a spectacular service that has been absolutely fundamental. So again, the answer of how this will ease off will be the same, as will the claiming of such inner gifts that will astound you. For now, we thank you, we stand by you, and keep going. You literally create the space that new Earth is blooming in.
Thank you. Here's our next question from someone who's thought deeply about this. Jesus taught us, she says, truly I say to you, whoever should say to the mountain, be moved and fall into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will be done, it will be done to him. Therefore, I say to you, anything you pray for and ask, believe that you will receive it, and it will be done for you. That's from Mark 11. She says, this has been my foundation for life, and my life has been one answered prayer after the other. But when the free will choices of others are fighting to hold the mountain in place and not allow it to fall into the sea, my efforts and those of thousands, maybe millions, to have the mountain fall into the sea appear not to manifest. Sananda, my question is, and now she has a two-part question, so we'll start with the first. Can you speak to those of us who are exhausted? Why cannot we have a divine dispensation that moves the mountain into the sea and allows us to move forward?
Oh, beautiful love. You are that dispensation. You are the one we knew we could count on. You and the others who reside in the heart as you do, who are fulfilling the dream come true of Earth and all upon her healed. You are the dispensation. Yes, you are exhausted. We know you all are. It has gone on longer than we had hoped or projected. However, we knew it was a possibility, and we knew that it is you, you listening now, who could hold steady, and you have, without disappointment, with such character, with such steady, loving light. We know, and we will support you in these long last days, these long last hours. I reach in my heart to find a better way to show you how much we understand, how tender we are to your condition, how grateful we are that this day is one. I can tell you this. War is over. Now, don't look for all the places in personal relationships or on the news where you see that's not true, Sananda. War's right there. I am telling you something much more important. War is over. Uphold that. Know that peace within the meadow of your own heart. For it is already true. The more you hold that now, the more rest you will feel, even within these exhausted moments. And the sooner it will come to be for all to see. And the second part of your question.
This is something I know many have thought about in the long hours. Why does it seem that the free will of the Dark Ones continues to take precedence over the free will of those working for the light?
Outstanding question. There was a period of at least 6 months where our channels here approached the council on a daily basis, demanding an answer to this very thing. It's simple, yet a bit layered. As we have all incarnated upon the surface of Earth during these dark and difficult times, each and every one of us, in some way, acquiesced, gave permission, participated in the programming, dark thinking, dark behavior. So it isn't just a matter of that it's Dark One's will. It's the participation of the entire lower dimensional reality that must be healed and transformed. Now, I tell you, it is well on its way, further than you know. It will make more sense as the programs come out into the open and the real progress can be seen. What I want you to know is that your strength and your divine will, which is that of God's, has won this day, truly. The outcome is assured. In the higher dimensions, it's energetically achieved. Now, we lovingly reach out to all those on the surface who still, often unwittingly, with not even a memory of when they said yes, and tenderly, because as they wake up, they may be horrified by their own actions and participation. But we'll all be waiting, won't we? With open, understanding arms and patient hearts. Your choices already have made the difference. Now, this is the place where we hold the door open for each and every soul.
Yes. All right, here's a more personal perspective on that kind of question. I'm able to straightforward be faithful to God. But since there is no one single angel of God with the finger on the button and a guaranteed, no matter what end date, to make it so, as we have been told, we all have our finger on the button. So the question continues, since all of us are with our fingers on the button, I do find myself unable to trust this collective to finally hit it. How can I escape from this entrapment?
Oh, thank you. What a loving and profound question that is. Wanting to trust your fellow man when they're not really showing up as that trustworthy quite yet. And here's what we do. When we look at you, we see you. We see God in you. We see you as unique you. That's all we see. Now, we do also notice a bit the behaviors that you are showing up performing. And perhaps they aren't all yet, any of you, completely high-dimensional behaviors. But we never get mixed up that those behaviors are you. So what I would say is just what we do, what I do. Look at them with the eyes of your soul. Look at them as we look at all of you, as who you truly are. When you hold that vision, they will respond. Of course, do not ignore the behavior, but do not feed it with energy in any way either. Continue to hold them to their highest. This is the way through this quandary. And I tell you again, this is exactly what we do. So you'll be in very good company.
Well, here's a very brief question from someone who is clearly tired. Sananda, here is his question. When is enough enough?
That tugs at my heartstrings. Come now, everyone, onto the picnic blanket. Allow us in this moment to refresh you. This part, this phase of this project is not coming to an end. It's at an end. And the gates of prosperity are open. So take this pause. Come by us. Let us soothe you right now. Let us hold you. Let us shower love on you. Let's set the reset button together so that you may be filled with ease as you sit here in our love. We are sorry. It has been so difficult. I promise we care and we understand. Please receive the gentle love and healing we offer now.
Thank you for that support and comfort, Sananda. I need to breathe for a moment just to absorb it. Thank you, Company of Heaven, for reassuring us when things get hard. All right. Here's a question from someone on a little different vein. I hold Saint Germain and Lady Portia so close to my heart and soul. My passion for the truth runs thick in my blood. How can I help with the release of the full truth of our true history that will help bring about freedom, justice, and liberty for all?
Oh, sweet heart. Whatever you are drawn to in your case, our dear Saint Germain, our beloved Lady Portia, whatever you are drawn to, there is the clue of how you may most help. Even in knowing to ask such a question, you embody and imbue and personify this help. For you, specifically, I would say, blaze, blaze, blaze that violet fire. For those of you drawn to another master, you may claim the quality of love of that master on the surface. That master is simply holding that quality of love, expanding it, and offering it. So you can just line up in the waterfall of those gifts, of those energies, of that sacred fire. If you are drawn to our Serapis Bay, blaze the flame of the ascension ray. Follow the calling of your heart. Your heart knows. And when in doubt, just sit on the earth, call mother and father, and become the love that you are. You don't have to do anything else first. You don't have to do anything else along with it. You don't even have to center or prepare or first get a hold of yourself. You just be love. That also is what we do. As we expand and are expanding beyond our own horizons right now here in the higher dimensions, the way we adjust and assimilate our own stretching and growing and the new energies also pouring in for us and our ascension at this level, we just simply, once again, be love. It is so pure. Because you are love. We are love.
All right, here's the next question. This is from someone who's new, but I think she'll find great reassurance in what you have to say to her. My question is this. Will the U.S. currency exchange for high rates as well as the foreign currency? Enough for my meager funds to get me and mine out of debt slavery. Provide a modest home for us and enough to fulfill my role to heal the addicts in at least the state capital that I live in. That is a huge undertaking in my city alone.
Well, you are already fulfilling all of it. And I promise you, the funds for you to accomplish it all are already earmarked just for you. Be ready to be surprised and excited how different funds may show up, as will be allowed by their non-disclosure agreement, their NDA. Catherine and Christine will continue to offer ways to link in with the prosperity that is for all. There are other venues of great integrity that you may explore. Although we don't often give names, you may go to thebigcall.net or find ZAP, also known as Jersey, at Lambda. These are just a couple, and as you search on this level, you will find many others of the same resonance and integrity pop up as well. And a call on us to guide you. Which one is right for you? In every way we can, we will have as much specific information as possible coming to you of how you can tap into the prosperity as the prosperity taps into you. And I give you my word, all your dreams you have listed and many more will indeed be fulfilled.
All right, here's the next one. Could you please explain the non-disclosure agreement, NDA?
Well, how I'll speak to it with my advisor, St. Germain, close at hand. Now I think he's finished handing out the watermelon, the picnic watermelon. With my advisor close by me, my brother, I will describe a bit the spirit of the NDA. It is an agreement for you not to speak about your exchange, and depending on the nature of your exchange may include a few other things than just your redemption appointment. We ask this. Please adhere exactly to your NDA. When in question, ask those who gave you the NDA, not an independent attorney or an independent advisor. We have put the advisors in place to guide you. Whoever you sign the NDA with, follow their guidance and follow the NDA exactly. It is not only Well, it is chiefly to protect you, and there are many reasons we need not go into it this time, but it is to protect the new system coming into being, and it is in place for all good reasons, and it is backed by the Company of Heaven. It is a gift, not a limitation.
Thank you. We have lots more questions, Sananda. I think I need to ask you about how much longer we should go today. Three more questions? Okay. So, here's the next one. If I understood correctly, we were told that even though the Chinese elders were worried that the cabal were faking their own demise, the decision to go ahead and release the 800 numbers could be accomplished by unity with the lightworkers and the Company of Heaven. Did I understand that correctly, and is there anything we can do to help alleviate the false fears the Chinese elders have?
Oh, feel you asked this question for many. Thank you. Well, we were just saying in the council today, again, how we are looking forward to being able to tell you the whole story. You perceived how something was presented quite well. However, it's not the whole story. The most important part is your final part of the question. How you can help hold such an atmosphere of love that there is no fear involved in this process. Now, you are already a master of love, so I won't pretend to guide you on this matter. I will say there has never been a more important time to choose love and leave that old fear by the wayside. And along with the rest of the Company of Heaven, we guarantee your safety and that you are each fulfilling your life contracts, your assignments, your wrap-up of karma, all kinds of things. For you, each moment will be at its best potential if you just choose love. It doesn't mean the circumstances won't still sometimes be strenuous, as they have been in these very days. It does mean that your decision to choose, be, and emanate love will make more of a difference now than ever before, and that that is how the culture of fear will flow out and away with the tide once and for all.
All right, our next question. With every day closer to the redemption, my understanding of responsibility and integrity of post-RV actions toward my human brothers and sisters have grown to the scale that I don't even recognize myself. There is so much I want to do, but I feel I need compassionate guidance on my personal post-RV mission. How can I receive such attentive support?
You are everything we hoped for in this moment. Mature, wise, loving, insightful. And you are not alone. I look out across this picnic blanket and I am speaking directly to all of you. I want you to know we have already provided absolutely all of the help you will need. Call upon us. Trust your unseen teams. When you are able to voice such a humble intention on such a large scale of healing, know this, every need you would have to bring it to fruition is already in place.
Confirmed. This is Catherine. I want to also affirm that every question I have asked, every need I have had, every issue that has come up for me, I only have to call on the company of heaven, and they are there always, helping in the most brilliant and creative ways to help all of us fulfill our mission to be the best and the most brilliant that we can possibly be right now. Thank you, Sananda. Well, here's a nice one to close on. Before I ask the last question, Sananda, there are many other questions left unanswered, of course, but the scope of your answers gives us a feeling of everything we need to know. We will certainly be having more shows coming up, so we'll announce what will be happening in the future on these shows. So stay tuned, everybody. There's always a surprise coming around the corner from the company of heaven. So here's our last question. Dear company of heaven, I would like to know, when you come in the landings, will everyone be able to see you, or only the ones with high vibrations? And also, when we go to our light crystal chambers to remember everything, will that be in our physical bodies or at night in a dream state?
Wonderful questions. Yes. When we get to the actual landings, everyone will be able to see us. We are holding out for this moment as well. Let such a moment be your inspiration at this late hour when you are still working full out, stretching beyond your capacity in every moment. Imagine what we do when the condition of the surface of Earth, sooner than you think, is such that not only has our benevolent presence been revealed and embraced, but that we are not just allowed, but welcome, along with your Agarthan Inner Earth family and many others, to have one of the most important moments of our reunion, and that is the landing on the surface of Earth. And also, in your light chambers, you will go in the body that you have now. Of course, by then, healing technologies will also have been released, and you will have had the opportunity to receive many healings, and you will have the opportunity to enjoy this body as is, as you get ready to come in this body, awake to your healing chambers. Now, to you all, stay as long as you like on the picnic blanket. The masters will remain in a unified circle, offering you love, healing, rest, respect, understanding, all the things you so well deserve, so that you may be nourished to carry on the home stretch. I am your Sananda, and it is a privilege to be in a family with you. Thank you for your thoughtful questions and for your willingness to stretch today. Thank you for your service to your own learning, to the healing of all of Earth, and to the restoration of light. I love you dearly and always. Namaste, all.